Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Man with his own cartoon theme song. I mean, does it get any better than that? He is Darryl Ryder. He's our Browns beat reporter. And, of course, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. What good news today? Kevin Stefanski back in the house, Darryl. And I think that's got to, you know, be a boost of goodwill throughout the building, right?
Well, it's got to be a boost, but I'm starting to worry because things are going right. They practiced yesterday. Kevin Stefanski's back today. Knock on wood, they've not had any positive COVID tests in 4 days. Things are, seem to be back to operating normal. We'll see if Joel Bitonio is going to be back today or what the timeline there is. They got Denzel Ward and KJ back yesterday. So far, it's been a pretty good week for the Cleveland Browns.
Darryl, I think I have no idea why. How did the Browns go from a team that really seemed to have the whole situation with COVID under control to the outbreak team of the NFL late in the season? It's a shame, and it's stunning to me that they made it through it and are going to play the Chiefs on Sunday.
Well, I mean, Christmas and New Year's, the holiday season, so, not a surprise. But, yeah, I mean, they seem to have gotten through the worst of it, which is great. I am still pretty surprised that, the NFL as a whole has been able to play every single game. And they have, aside for some schedule adjustments that they had to make during the regular season, we've not, had a full stop. I mean, we're seeing in the NBA, they're talking about full stop. They've changed their protocols around because they're having problems playing games right now in the NBA. So I wouldn't be surprised if they have to pause the season or if they have to, go back to Orlando to play. Because the approach the NBA took, while well-intentioned, I just didn't see it, being all that feasible. But I think that that's a credit to the NFL that they've been able to get this season in, and it looks like it's going to conclude on time.
Darryl Ryder, a Browns beat reporter, and I always want to let you know that Darryl is powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Darryl, Baker Mayfield had a chance to talk yesterday. We're going to play a little bit of that later. But I don't want to say I'm in awe because that's not the right word, but I'm impressed. That's probably a much better word. At the maturity level we've seen through Baker throughout, the beginning to the end of this season, or I should say from the beginning to where we are in this season. And I'm curious just your take on him and his personality and the way things have gone this year.
Well, I mean, look, he still plays the underdog role among the best there is at that. I think that what you've seen from him is a maturation process as far as his reaction to external noise. I think that he's more private and reserved in his reactions. We saw that yesterday with Sammy Watkins. Also, I think there's a little bit of a difference. The Chiefs are not the primary rival of the Browns. The Chiefs have a Vince Lombardi trophy in the case last year. Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid have really turned that franchise around and made them one of the elites in the NFL. So I think that there's a little different level of respect, you know, as well, you know, from Baker. And then the other thing, too, he's not investing his energy in trying to match word for word that, you know, gets thrown out there. You know, his focus, his energy is on the stuff that matters. And, you know, to your point, you know, that I think comes with, you know, getting older and being more mature. And of the AFC quarterbacks, he is the elder statesman, you know. Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes' resume might be, a little more filled because they got, you know, league MVP trophies on the resume. And, of course, Patrick Mahomes has a Super Bowl MVP under his belt. But, you know, he joked yesterday about, you know, looking at that the remaining quarterback playoff field in the AFC and seeing that he's the oldest guy among the bunch.
Daryl, how has all that translated to being a better football player? Where do you think Baker's made the absolute biggest gains on the field?
Well, I think he's made the biggest gains on the field, Jeff, in the fact that he's cut down on the interceptions, right? He's only thrown one interception since week 7, the Cincinnati Bengals game, right? The throw that unfortunately ended Odell Beckham Jr.'s season. So he's taking care of the football. He's not forcing things. Yes, he has gotten lucky on a couple of throws that could have been intercepted, but the bottom line is they didn't go as interceptions. So I think that's, part of that growth on the field, Jeff. And also, too, it helps that he's getting good protection, right? I mean, despite the injuries to the offensive line and the fact that I think they're down to their, like, 8th backup offensive lineman, some guy named Blake Hance had to come in the fourth quarter. This is a guy that had to drive from New Jersey to get here to Cleveland so that he could get on the roster and be available. He played the final 14, 15 snaps for them. So, but yet he's enjoyed comfortability in the pocket behind what has been a very stout and strong offensive line. And I think that has helped him tremendously.
Daryl, if you're the Browns and you're thinking about this game plan, and I know we're talking, you know, run, that might be the way to do it and get it done this weekend, especially knowing what Kansas City's defense is. I go back to a question that I asked last week, and some of it stems from the Jets game when they threw the ball in a game that we thought they should run the ball. And, you know, I think the Browns have an opportunity here with an offense that is unpredictable. And how can you use that to your advantage as you're going up against a team that is going to be a heavy favorite up against the Browns this weekend?
Well, we talk about the offense being the Browns' best defense, and certainly when you look at what Kansas City is going to throw at them, I think that absolutely, you know, that's the case. It was interesting listening to Baker talk about that showdown that he won against Patrick Mahomes, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech, and how he spoke about how the pressure was there that he needed to score, you know, every time in the second half. And I got to be honest with you, I think that pressure is going to be there this weekend where, you know, the pressure is going to be on when the Browns have the ball. They're going to need to put points on the scoreboard and preferably 7 and not 3 just because of, you know, the weaponry that, you know, Mahomes and Andy Reid and the Chiefs have, you know, to deal with. It's not just shutting down Tyreek Hill. Good thing Denzel Ward is back to help in that regard, but you got to contend with Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, who is a perennial Pro Bowler, is in the midst of a career year. I didn't think it was possible, but he's even better than he already was. You know, over 100 catches, over 1,400 yards, 11 touchdowns, just having a monster season. So, you know, say a prayer for Browns linebackers having to try and slow him down. So, yeah, I think that there's going to be, you know, some pressure on Baker in this offense to put points on the board. We know the Kareem Hunt storyline going into this week and how hungry he's going to be. going against his former team, but I really think ball control and that formula that we've seen, we've talked about the formula all year. I still think they can throw the ball Sunday. I don't think that they have to run it 50 times to win, but I think that they're probably going to have to be running it at a minimum 30 times. And you alluded to the lack of success Kansas City has stopping the run. So no question that Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt will be focal points this week as far as the game plan is concerned.
Daryl, bigger picture here, and Andy and I kicked this around earlier in the week. We kind of think this team is at a place now where we can actually sit here and say, okay, they have figured this out. And though the history exists, the last 20 years, I think we should quit referring to it, because I kind of think that they have figured it out. And we have a plan in place now, people in place, not just front office and coaches, but players too, where this thing can go ahead and move forward and be kind of a different football operation than it's been since 1999.
Yeah. Yay? Well, nay. I mean, I think that there's, reason for optimism that they will be able to sustain this level of success going forward. That I would agree with, Jeff. Unfortunately, I thought the same thing in 2002, and I thought the same thing after the 2007 season. And we know what transpired after that. But when you look at, the leadership from Kevin Stefanski as a head coach, you look at, Andrew Berry, who has a very calm demeanor about him and does not get wrapped up in the day-to-day roller coaster and emotions that the NFL can give you. And then you look at the roster, you look at their cap situation. Tremendous reason for fans to be excited about the future of the football team, the organization. I certainly am excited to see what Andrew Berry does to move the defensive side of the ball forward. Aside from maybe putting some depth pieces in place on the offensive side, they're pretty set over there, right? I mean, they're in really, really good shape. But, on the defensive side, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And knowing that it's such an imperfect roster right now and understanding all the challenges that they've overcome this season and seeing the results, right? Nothing short of incredible. So, absolutely fans should be excited about the ability to be able to sustain some long-term success with, this current iteration of the organization.
Daryl, I have like 5 seconds here. Jack Conklin, are we worried or not?
A little concerned, yeah. I think that there's reason to be concerned there, but, we'll see how that situation progresses. And the reason I'm concerned, Andy, is because there just, quite frankly, is not the depth on the offensive line that we had early in the season.
Daryl Ryder, thank you very much. Appreciate that last answer, too. Daryl Ryder, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.